This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. Boy, am I glad to see you. I'm happy that you showed up for this lesson because if you glanced at it with me, perhaps you said, I think I'll pass this one. Because it says that you ask for the peace of God. Did you look at that with me for a moment? This is A Course in Miracles, a practice of changing your mind about who you are so that you can see a continuing viable alternative to your conceptual identity. Okay, can you see that? And it's working. And there's thousands, fast becoming millions, who have recognized that they can walk around in this world and have continuing alternatives that are available to them. And one of them would be the sudden realization that if they ask for it, okay, they'll receive it. One of the great teachings of my Savior, Jesus, is that knock and it will be opened, seek and you will find. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and heretofore those perhaps were just words to you because you have been trapped in the idea of your human condition and all of a sudden you're watching this video. Now, from this moment on, and as it has always been, this video is now a part of your own heritage contained within your own conceptual mind in regard to what you think you are. And this lesson says, I want the peace of God, and that you can actually walk around out in this world and repeat, I want the peace of God, and it will be given to you because in reality you are already at peace, but have done to yourself in an objective association of your mind a variance of reality that denies you the entirety of the creative mind of God. Let's go back just for a moment and look at lesson 184 that talks to you about what you have done in your conceptual identity of yourself in order to keep a distance between you and what is actually still in your own mind. Listen. You live by symbols. You have made up names for everything that you see, Each one becomes a separate entity, identified by its own name. By this, you carve it out of unity. By this, you designate its special attributes and set it off from other things by emphasizing what? Space surrounding it. This space you lay between all things to which you give a different name. All happenings in terms of place and time. Are you listening? All bodies which are greeted by a name. This space you see as setting off all things from one another is the means by which the world's perception is achieved. You see something where nothing is, and see as well nothing where there is unity. A space between all things and you. Thus do you think that you have given life in separation. By this split, you think you are established as a unity which functions with what? An independent will, separate from your creative source. What are these names by which the world becomes a series of discrete events, of things ununified, of bodies kept apart and holding bits of mind as a separate awareness? You give these names to them and establish perception as you wish to have perception be. The nameless things were given names, and thus reality was given them as well. For what is named is given meaning, and will then be seen as meaningful. A cause of true effect with consequences inherent in itself. So here I am now with you in your objective identity of yourself. And I want to express to you my certainty that this is a dream. Okay, most of us in our perspective of associations in this world have been aware that we're dreaming. Okay, the idea that we were separate from what the whole universe is, the idea that we could be contained in this little dark form and see only our own images within our own mind has kept us from acknowledging the entirety of the dream in which we occupy our time. And I'm using the idea of occupation with you now because I want you to see with me that you have been busy occupying your figure form mind with names or identities that you have given, that have been given by the world in the recognition of yourself as a human being. I'm in your dream now, and I'm telling you it's not true. I'm telling you that the power of your mind at this moment can change its idea about itself, and this world will disappear in an instant. Okay? Can you see this with me? Say to me, time lasted but a moment in my mind with no effect on eternity at all. Huh? Will you say it? Yeah. Your time is actually over. What you experienced right there maybe for a moment was what? Say the peace of God. Okay. This is a course in undoing your conceptual mind. All of your organization of thought form in regard to what you think you are not true. You will discover this through a revelation contained within your own mind because the time for that to occur has already been set. I am within your dream telling you that this is the time and place that it will occur. Now, this without regard to how you have organized yourself within your own procedure of the defense of the idea that you could be separate from the totality of all that is life. We're going to go back for just a moment before we begin this idea that we share eternally the peace of God, and look at the perspective of this course in regard first to the certainty of what you must be, and second, utilizing the revision of your conceptual mind, how the time when it happened came about and will come about within the reference of the offering of this video. Okay, listen with me. What has been given you? The knowledge that you are a mind, in mind and purely mind, sinless forever, wholly unafraid, because you were created out of love. Nor have you left your source, remaining as you were created. This was given you as knowledge which you cannot lose. It was given as well to every living thing, for by that knowledge only does it live. This is the peace of God that we're speaking of, isn't it? You've received all of this. No one who walks the world but has received it. It's not this knowledge which you intend to give, for that is what creation gave. All this cannot be learned. What then are you intended to learn today? You are going to learn that experience cannot be shared directly in the way that vision can. Why? The revelation that the Father and the Son are one will come in time to every mind. Yet is that time determined by the mind itself, not taught and not recognized within the conceptual form? Now, the time is set already. It appears to be quite arbitrary. Yet there is no step along the road that anyone takes but by chance. It has already been taken by him, although he has not yet embarked on it. For time but seems to go in one direction. We but undertake a journey that is over, yet it seems to have a future still unknown to us. Listen, time is a trick, a sleight of hand, a vast illusion in which figures come and go as if by magic. Yet there is a plan behind appearances that does not change. Why? The script is written. When experience will come to end your doubting has been set, for we but see the journey from the point at which it ended, looking back on it, imagining we make it once again, reviewing mentally what has gone by. Ready? The experience that you're having now on this video cannot be learned. Why? It revealed itself to you at its appointed time, but vision is what you intend to extend. Why? This you can give directly, for Christ's knowledge is not lost because he had a vision he can give to anyone who asks. The Father's will and his are joined in knowledge, yet there is a vision which the Holy Spirit sees because the mind of Christ beholds it too. My goodness, Christ's vision has one law. It does not look upon a body and mistake it for the Son whom God created. It beholds a light beyond the body, an idea beyond what can be touched, a purity undimmed by errors and pitiful mistakes and fearful thoughts of guilt from dreams of sin. It sees no separation, and it looks on everyone and on every circumstance, on all happenings and all events, without the slightest fading of the light that it sees. Part of the excitement that you're feeling is the perspective or the idea within your own mind that this is actually a lesson that I'm actually reading to you from this course in mind changing, that somewhere within the parameter of space-time, wherever you thought you were in this universe, whatever little spot you thought you occupied in this galaxy that you have named the Milky Way, that sort of crouches you down into this pitiful little containment, the idea of the possibility that the species itself is undergoing a continuing refactoring of its light form that will allow it to experience instantaneous communication is what this lesson is offering you. Can you see this with me? You have been locked in the idea of a temporal identity within space. Listen, the offering of this lesson of A Course in Miracles is to show you that contained within you is in the entirety of a moment of a transition that actually occurred within space-time, beyond the speed of light, beyond the idea that you would have to utilize a potential of a mass of dark form, the idea that you actually came from this place, the idea that being here you would have to utilize the form of space-time that would deny you access to instantaneous communication that is all around you. This to what? Be performed by a decision that you can now make within your own mind as it has been offered to you by this course from out of time. You're going to be surprised when you begin the practice of this course how the objective world objects to the idea that it's possible for you to have instant communication with the entirety of universal mind, a reality of eternal life. And the reason that it objects to it is that it has been designed to object to it. The design of your conceptual mind heretofore has been to retain the historic ideas of memory contained within your own mind about what you thought you were in order to project them within into a continuum of what you would call continuity of sequential thought form without the admission that that single light is available to you right now. And it's available to you by simply saying to me in this practice that I want the peace of God. Let's look together then at this lesson, okay, and see if we can continue the experience that we've begun to have in the mere idea that there is such a course and that it would be possible for us to have this experience. Listen. I want the peace of God. To say these words is nothing. But to mean these words is everything. If you could but mean them for just an instant, there would be no further sorrow possible for you in any form, in any place or time. Heaven would be completely given back to full awareness, memory of God entirely restored, the resurrection of all creation fully recognized. Listen, no one can mean these words and not be healed. He cannot play with dreams nor think he is himself a dream. He cannot make a hell and think it real. He wants the peace of God, and it is given him, for that is all he wants, and that is all he will receive. Many have said these words, but few indeed have meant them. You have but to look upon the world you see around you to be sure how very few they are. The world would be completely changed should any two agree these words express the only thing that they want. Listen, two minds with one intent become so strong that what they will becomes the will of God. For minds can only join in truth. In dreams, no two can share the same intent. To each, the hero of the dream is different. The outcome wanted not the same for both. Loser and gainer merely shift about in changing patterns as the ratio of gain to loss and loss to gain takes on a different aspect or another form. Yet compromise alone a dream can bring. Could you hear this? Sometimes it takes the form of union, but only the form. The meaning must escape the dream, for compromising is the goal of dreaming. Minds cannot unite in dreams. They merely bargain. And what bargain can give them the peace of God? Illusion comes to take his place, and what he means is lost to sleeping minds, intent on compromising, each to his gain and to the other's loss. Let's look at it together. You're being offered the entirety of the peace of God that is all around you. The simple fact of the matter that contained within your own dream are all of your objections to it. But somewhere within space-time, it's inevitable that within the continuity of the direction of the occupation of body, you did not meet someone who shared with you the entirety of the solution. Can you hear this with me? The time has already been set within the destiny of your objective association of dreaming, where you will meet the one that you have been looking for. Can you see this? But in order for this to be accomplished, you're going to have to relinquish momentarily the identity that you have given him within his dream, separate from the identity you have given yourself within your own dream of death. Why? You share a dream of death. You share the occupation of your objective associations with each other and are unable to see that the entirety of your representation of the wholeness of you contained within the fabric of time is also contained within him. So you're always meeting him on terms of the projection of your own mind where your objection to him occurs. He's always meeting you under these terms, okay? And the necessity for the entirety of forgiveness of each other escapes you. I'm going to digress just for a moment. There was a lot of talk at the Millennium Peace Conference that we attended at the idea that we teach the necessity for forgiveness of our association with each other in order to see the peace of God. The idea that we would have to direct our certainty of forgiveness to your discovery of the responsibility for the pain and sickness that you are feeling is difficult for you at this time. Somewhere you were told that in order to forgive, you would have to look at the objections of your own mind with the necessity to actually believe that this place of pain and death is real, or that what somebody is doing to you must be forgiven. Okay? And that's the practice that you employ. Are you listening now? It's impossible. You share with me this certainty. You are the cause of this within your own world. The cause of all the pain and death and loneliness that you are feeling is contained only in your own mind. Once you redirect your attention to the idea that you're the cause of your own conflict, the solution to forgiveness will become much easier for you. Can you hear that? You listen to me. If what's being done to you out there in this world needs to be forgiven, it's impossible. You have every right to hold the grievance that you feel within your own objective association about the forms of this world. What I am offering you is a peace in the discovery through transformation of your mind, a union with God that will allow you to extend from you that peace and happiness that can then be shared by other associations of mind that are contained in you. Can you see this with me? It's important now that you recognize the purpose of this mind training. This mind training offers you my certainty and your evolved certainty that we have come together somewhere within space-time to lay down the defenses of our separate obligation to retain our identities of sickness and pain, and recognize within the new perspective of our self-awareness a communication that had escaped us since we were determined to identify the form of our objective concepts as separate from each other. The sequence of videos that we're doing now is providing you with my certainty that instant communication is possible within the perspective of your own human self-identity, very simply because it's a natural process by which you can recognize who you really are within your dream of death. Now, this occurrence happened to me, okay? How many death processes do you have to undergo until you begin to suspect that you're always here, that you can't escape this idea of pain and death? Okay. We'll be leaving you in a few moments in this idea that you want the peace of God, and perhaps we'll be able to come back in the second half hour and show you exactly the defenses that you have employed within your own mind in order to hold on to the conflict of the idea that you could possibly get old and get sick and die. I'm offering you a perspective now within my mind, okay, as representing a moment of healing and love where we recognize the wholeness that we share for all of eternity. The idea that we are a body, the idea that we actually occupy this space-time and fight this battle of the defenses of ourself within our own concepts, disappear in this holy instant of the recognition of each other. Now, I'm looking at you right now, offering you the peace of my certainty that we share one mind with God. Let's practice this lesson. Okay? I want the peace of God. Say that to me. I want the peace of God. See it begin to descend on you? Huh? Can you feel the healing aspects that are occurring now for that idea of disease that you had in your mind? Why? The moment that you felt the peace within your mind, the idea of sickness and disease and loneliness and loss became impossible. What happened? The idea disappeared from your mind. The grievance in the idea of sickness was no longer contained within your conceptual idea of yourself. That's what healing is. True healing is nothing but the recognition within the power of your own mind to change your mind about what you are. And in that change will be the peace of God that we're now sharing. We're going to leave you for just a moment. These are done in, Course in Miracles are done in 30-minute increments. Perhaps you're seeing this on television. We'll be back in just a moment to complete the lesson in the idea that if you choose, you can express within your own mind the entirety of who you are by saying very simply, I want the peace of God. How is this true? Because God is the mind with which we think. God goes with us wherever we go. We'll be back in a moment to remember that God blesses us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're back with you now to complete this lesson. The idea that you want the peace of God. Our Course in Miracles is giving us a redirection in the certainty that the performance, the great reversal, we used to call it, the idea that we had to look at dark form and couldn't see beyond it, is disappearing now in this blaze of light where we realize that we're going to get what we ask for. One of the fundamental teachings of my Savior Jesus in the New Testament is all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open for you. Along with that, the certainty that the power to heal the sick and raise the dead that I was offering you on this video is yours to perform in the certainty of love and forgiveness of which you are a whole part. So this is a miracle of a new institution of reality that will cause instantly the disappearance of the idea of that form of sickness and pain that had bound you. Let's continue with this lesson now that says you're going to say to me with some fervency of necessity that you want the peace of God. Listen. To mean that you want the peace of God is to renounce all dreams. For no one means these words who wants illusion and who therefore seeks the means which bring illusions. He's looked on them and he has found them wanting. Now he seeks to go beyond them, recognizing that another dream would offer nothing more than all the others. Dreams are one to him, and he has learned their only difference is one of form, for one will bring the same despair and misery as do all the rest. The mind which means that all it wants is peace must join with other minds, for that is how peace is obtained. And when the wish for peace is genuine, the means for finding it is given. In a form, each mind that seeks for it in honesty can understand. Whatever form the lesson takes is planned for him in such a way that he cannot mistake it if his asking is sincere. But if he asks without sincerity, there is no form in which the lesson will meet with acceptance and be truly learned. Let us today devote our practicing to recognizing that we really mean the words that we say. We want the peace of God. This is no idle wish. These words do not request another dream be given us. They do not ask for compromise, nor try to make another bargain in the hope that there may be yet one that can succeed where all the rest have failed. To mean these words acknowledges illusions are in vain, requesting the eternal in the place of shifting dreams which seem to change in what they offer, but are one in their nothingness. We're back with you now, and we're going to take a look at what this lesson is offering us. Say to me, I want the peace of God. Now, the question arose in the video whether you really meant it or not. In any sort of association of reasonableness, if you really wanted the peace of God, presuming there is one, obviously you may not even have accepted that, but the idea that there is eternal happiness may well be contained in your own mind since you seem to be seeking for it. What this lesson says, very simply, is it can't be found within your conceptual identity. The practice that many of you have employed that involves the entirety of a dependence on God through the release of your own defenses is the fundamental teaching of this lesson, and in fact, the Course in Miracles. This lesson says very simply that though I have searched everywhere within my containment of self-identity, I have not found the peace and happiness that I seek. From a temporary basis, I have found some relief within my own mind. I have searched for happiness and apparently found it, only to re-identify with the chaos that was inevitable in the dream as I was dreaming it. What I'm offering you here and now is a new dream in a time and place that you have come to within your own perspective of reality, in a determination contained within yourself that finally there's going to be admission that you can't solve the problem. Why? You can't solve the problem. The dream as you are dreaming it within your own conceptual self-identity is disallowing you the possibility of seeing a light here and now that is available to you to show you the happiness that you will then extend to this world in the discovery of who you really are. The constant contact that you have evolved through this Course in Miracles is giving you continuing bright alternative that a conflict that you have felt within your own mind. It's a resolution to turn your will and your life over to the care of God. It's a discovery that I can't. He will if I let him. And while that's a little simplistic to you who are determined to continue to identify yourself as separately, I am assuring you that the problem, as you are attempting to solve it, cannot be solved. Very simply because it's impossible that a conceptual mind actually be separate from what everything is. The admission that you are at home and have never left your source is the necessity for the reassociation of the peace of God that's already in you. Okay, let's complete this lesson then with my surety that if you don't attempt to measure your own sincerity, it will be whole and complete, and that the measurement of your self-will in your determination to recognize wholeness and love, it is what is denying it to you. The judgment of what you are is where the falsity is. Let a mind that is whole and perfect be a judge of what you must be within your own containment of time. And you will recognize that the mind that is recognizing your own wholeness is the same mind that previously dictated terms for your separation, the Christ mind that is standing with you right here and now. Okay. Say to me, I want the peace of God. Listen. Today, devote your practice periods to careful searching of your mind to find the dreams you cherish still. What do you ask for in your heart? Forget the words you use in asking your request. Consider but what you believe will comfort you and bring you happiness. But be you not dismayed by lingering illusions, for their form is not what matters now. Let not some dreams be more acceptable, reserving shame and secrecy for others. They are one. And being one, one question should be asked of all of them. Is this what I would have in place of heaven and the peace of God? This is the choice that you make. Be not deceived that it is otherwise. No compromise is possible in this. You choose God's peace, or you have asked for dreams, and dreams will come as you requested them. Yet will God's peace come just as certainly and to remain with you forever. It will not be gone with every twist and turning of the road to reappear unrecognized in forms which shift and change with every step that you take. You want the peace of God, and so do all who seem to seek for dreams. For them as well as for yourself, you ask but this when you make this request with deep sincerity. For thus you reach to what they really want and join your own intent with what they seek above all things, perhaps unknown to them, but sure to you. You have been weak at times, uncertain in your purpose, and unsure of what you wanted, where to look for it, and where to turn for help in the attempt. Now, help has been given you, and would you not avail yourself of it by sharing it? Listen, no one who truly seeks the peace of God can fail to find it, for he merely asks that he deceive himself no longer by denying to himself what is already God's will. Who can remain unsatisfied who asks for what he has already? And who could be unanswered who requests an answer which is his to give? The peace of God is yours. For you was peace created, given you by its Creator and established as His own eternal gift. How can you fail when you but ask for what He wills for you? And how could your request be limited to you alone? Why, no gift of God can be unshared. It is this attribute that sets the gifts of God apart from every dream that ever seemed to take the place of truth. No one can lose, and everyone must gain whenever any gift of God has been requested and received by anyone. Why? God gives but to unite. To take away is meaningless to Him. And when it is as meaningless to you, you can be sure you share one will with Him and He with you. And you will also know you share one will with all of your brothers whose intent is yours. It is this one intent we seek today, uniting our desires with the need of every heart, the call of every mind, the hope that lies beyond despair, the love attack would hide, and the brotherhood that hate has sought to sever, but which still remains as God created it. With help like this beside us, can we fail today as we request the peace of God be given us? As we say very simply, I want the peace of God. Let's talk just for a minute about what this offering of your request for the peace of God really means. What you have said now, as you sit there, or as you stand there, or as you happen to glance and see this video, is that in a very real sense, you are looking for peace and happiness, okay, within your own mind. Okay, we are attempting to show you that there is available to you in a time and place that is an entirety of a continuity of space-time here and now that is available to you by a momentary shift of your own conceptual idea about yourself. Now, this has been expressed in a lot of ways, hasn't it? I've heard all sorts of stories about how, as a teacher, I'm going to offer you the enlightenment of your own mind. Okay, I'm going to somehow show you that if you lay down the defenses of your need to attack your brother, to identify yourself, to seek for solutions within your own mind, that you will discover to your happy amazement that we have begun a communicating technique that shows us that we share a single mind. Say to me, there is one life, and that I share with God. Say it. Yes. There is one life, and that we share with eternal reality. This is the life that has always been available to you, but that for just a moment, in an instant of what appeared to be separation from reality, was lost to you. But the power of the decision to return to your true source of reality has always been with you, and always will be. I am a factor within your own dream that you have given a name to, and that the world will heretofore identify me, and you may well still believe that I am somehow participating in the body associations that identify each other in this dream. I want you to look at me for just a moment. It's not true. If you are looking at me as a manner of conveying to yourself the certainty that you are a body by recognizing me as some old guy occupying this body who is sharing this life of pain and death with you, you are mistaken. Say to me, I am not a body. I am free. I am still as God created me. Now, for that moment, what would we do? We opened up in our separate minds an alternative of an instant of communication, okay, that's called love. For just a moment, hopefully with me, you shared my certainty of my love for you, which I discovered in my certainty that I am loved by the universe. That self-certainty is brought about by the conversion of your conceptual self, which can and will never be certain of anything. There is no manner by which in your conceptual ego, the idea of uncertainty that you retain, that you can come to know who you are. This is a course in the change of your mind, a metamorphosis that is occurring now in an enlightening factor of a re-identity of who you really are. This is the offering that we're giving to you right now. This has been given you. What has been given you? Let's go back and look just for a moment at what this offering is to you. And perhaps you can see the new perspective that you're being asked to look at and discover within this expanding range of your self-identity. Listen. So what's been given you then is the power of decision. You listen to this. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick, unless these are the outcomes that he wants. Are you listening? And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you, and it is only here that salvation is. You may believe that this position is extreme and too inclusive to be true, yet can truth have exceptions? If you have the gift of everything, can loss be real? Can pain be part of peace or grief of joy? Can fear and sickness enter in a mind where love and perfect holiness abide? Listen, truth must be all-inclusive if it be the truth at all. Accept no opposites and no exceptions, for to do so is to contradict the truth entirely. Salvation is the recognition that the truth is true and nothing else is true. This you have heard before, but may not yet accept both parts of it. Without the first, the second has no meaning, but without the second is the first no longer true. Truth cannot have an opposite. This cannot be too often said and thought about. For if what is not true is true, as well as what is true, then part of truth is false, and truth has lost its meaning. Nothing but truth is true, and what is false, and this is what you have come to know. The power of decision is our own, and we accept of him that which we are and humbly recognize the Son of God. To recognize God's Son implies as well that all self-concepts have been laid aside and recognized as false. Their arrogance has been perceived, and in humility, the radiance of God's Son, his gentleness, his perfect sinlessness, his Father's love, his right to heaven and release from hell are joyously accepted as ours. The power of decision is my own, and this day I will accept myself as what my Father's will created me to be. What a momentous discovery about yourself. Some of you who are watching this video perhaps are not familiar with what has actually become available to this world. This is a message from out of time. Let's remind ourselves that it's A Course in Miracles. It's the simple admission of the complete possibility of a single wholeness in truth in the recognition of your own relationship with the universal mind. Our offerings to each other within this dark continuum of time where we have objected to our separate identities because of fear of the realization of the power that we actually represent in all the universe has been exchanged for a momentary idea of the love that we actually share. Now, we have a few moments left here in this lesson that says, I want the peace of God. Let's practice it together in this experience. Okay? Say to me, I have found the peace of God. In this moment, at this time, in this place, in this aggregation of thought form, whatever I thought it was, I suddenly felt the peace of God. Oh, I want to keep that. I want to have that. Now, the practice of this association of mind, okay, is stop defending the idea that you have found it in order to remain within your own association of time. Why? Say to me, I am being undone. Yes, yes. This is a practice of the undoing of your mind. All of the doing that you employ within your own conceptual association are only the old forms of your objective identity of yourself that have been projected out there in order that you can retain this single element of fear that you represent. Okay? Obviously, love, which is all around you, is the opposite of fear. Now, I'm expressing to you my certainty, evolved through revelation, that we share this single reality of love and truth, and in that momentary expression of it, we recognize what? Each other. We recognize through the saviorship of Jesus, the author of the Course, that we share this single self. And though we had separate dreams of pain and death, we can come together in a moment of reality and share the entire solution within the fabric of space-time that has opened to us an excess of light that converts the dark forms of our previous separate conceptual identities. This is the peace of God, and we found it together. Thank you for allowing me to offer you my uncompromised certainty of the discovery of who I am. Okay, the self-certainty that I feel about myself is what I am sharing with you in the certainty that we share the single self, and that our love for each other now is being expressed in the certainty that we have in fact already returned to heaven and have come back for just a moment in space-time to share with those who still remain in darkness the truth of the love that we are sharing. Yes, you have found the peace of God. Yes, God does go with us wherever we go. And yes, God is the mind with which we are thinking together in the recognition of this love. I hope I see you again soon. There's millions of us now are making this discovery in the new continuum. And now it's being offered to you, and you have and will accept it. God bless us, everyone.